You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott, and you can find our podcast on iTunes. Physicians often use an interesting analogy to talk about the balance between common and rare possibilities when diagnosing patients.
As a medical student from day one, you are taught that if you hear hoofbeats, that you should think horses because horses are far more common than zebras. You're taught not to think instantly of zebras.
This is Paul Offit. He heads the Division of Infectious Diseases at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Working there changes the horse-to-zebra ratio significantly. His patients have usually already been seen by other physicians. A lot of them have something serious going on. So in his life, zebras are common.
So when we, for example, see someone with a sore throat, we'll think about an unusual disorder called Lemierre's disease, which is a thrombophlebitis, which is to say an infection of a vein in the neck that ultimately causes a bacteria to invade the lung. And it's a very unusual disease, and we see it, frankly, all the time.
I asked Offit how he proceeds in making a diagnosis, balancing common causes, rare diseases, all of the different options before him.
You have to keep tearing it down to what are the hard findings that you have. You know that X is true. You know that Y is true. Given that, how do you put that together? You keep working from there. It's there. There'll be an answer there. Just have to keep working.
And what's your equivalent of me going online and Googling my symptoms? So if you're stuck and you have a case and you need to get to the next level, where do you go? Do you reach out to your colleagues? Do you have a network?
Our equivalent of Googling online is Googling online, which is what we do. We actually just go. In fact, Google is a great resource to do this. You just look for case reports that are similar to see whether or not this has been reported before.
Do colleagues reach out to each other?
All the time. And so there are experts in, for example, tuberculosis or experts in fungal disease or experts in vaccines. So whenever we have an issue, they can often help us.
Is it a little bit like being a detective sometimes?
It's often like being a detective, and that's the fun part of it. It's more fun when you actually figure it out, but, you know, it's a little less fun when it takes you too long to figure it out. You know, you have this set of signs and symptoms, and you're trying, and you come up with what you think it is. This is what you think it is. And so you sort of move forward with those tests, and then you see whether or not you're right.
I'm thinking nowadays patients probably are asking for more tests because they have perhaps heard of tests or we are learning more online. How is that affecting medicine in what you see and what you hear from your colleagues?
My sense is people don't have to ask for more tests. We seem to be perfectly willing to do a lot of diagnostic procedures and tests, arguably too much so. I mean, you could argue that in a better system, you would formulate a differential diagnosis from what you think is most likely to what is least likely, and then start with most likely and work your way down. What we tend to do is just include all of those diagnoses in our initial round of tests because we don't want to miss anything for any length of time. That's a far more expensive way to do things.
But how do you do that most likely and least likely when there's always a chance that it is the least likely and then you miss something? So how do you learn that balance?
Again, you go with what are the signs and symptoms of that patient, rating them in the following way. The most important thing is the history that the person gives you. The second most important thing is the physical exam. And the least important thing generally are the laboratory tests.
And I guess living with those decisions is something that as a physician you just have to learn when the decision was not the right one.
Right. I think the most difficult part about being a doctor, frankly, is the fact that, one, we don't know everything. Two, there's always some level of uncertainty. I mean, you know, there's layers that protect you. I mean, the intern has seen the patient. The senior resident has seen the patient. The fellow in infectious disease has seen the patient. You've seen the patient. So there's a lot of layers there, and you do testing to try and figure this out. But the fact of the matter is there's always uncertainty in what you do, and you always know to some extent that you may be missing something. And that's difficult. It's difficult to live with uncertainty, not just for the doctor, but also obviously for the patient. You'd like to think that we're all bones from Star Trek, you know, where you can just have that magic machine that scans up and down and says, this is what you have. It just doesn't work that way.
Paul, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Paul Offit heads the Division of Infectious Diseases at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.